Okay, good afternoon. Welcome back to Win By Two. Excited to talk about the NBA as everyone's at least played one game in their playoff series. And wouldn't you know, the home team is 8-0. The better seed is 8-0. As some people and gambling lines thought, the Pacers would beat the Bucks and the Mavericks would beat the Clippers. It didn't happen. Still might happen in the series, but game one goes to Dame and the Bucks, and game one goes to James Harden and Paul George and the Clippers. But these storylines really, as we think about it, a lot of these series, the best player on one team is not playing. It's a bummer. Start with OKC's. They're ready to go. They beat the Pelicans 94-92. That was the most recent game that took place late Sunday night. So the Thunder, kind of the Avengers. If an AAU squad created an Avengers squad, it would be this Thunder team. So a little bit of inexperience, super young. No team has ever won the NBA Finals with an average team age under 24. So if the Thunder did that, if they won the championship this year, they would be the first team that's has an average age younger than 24. I mean, they're young, as we know. They're a full squad, but the Pelicans are not because Zion's not there. But Thunder take game one. The Nuggets and Lakers actually is a beautiful series because pretty much everyone's 100%. Yeah, the Lakers don't have, you know, Jared Vanderbilt and a couple of guys, but overall, you know, their starting five is solid, and same with the Nuggets. Timberwolves Suns actually does keep that trend going, but of course, you know, Kawhi's not there for the Clippers, and that's really affected this Mavericks-Clippers series. He might be able to come back in a couple of games, but a lot of people think, oh yeah, Mavericks Western Conference Finals, because they've been playing well, and they'll be able to take care of the Clippers because Paul George isn't clutch in the playoffs. Harden's old and Kawhi's hurt, but game one goes to the Clippers. Mavericks just look kind of out of sorts. Luka and Kyrie really the only people that scored. You know, James Harden played amazing. James Harden, I think, had a Rockets jersey underneath that Clippers jersey yesterday afternoon. So, you know, that's how we see it in the West, obviously, but the East as well. Jimmy's not there. The Celtics, I think, are going to sweep the Heat. I mean, if you watch that first half, Sam Hauser was just wide open. Sam Hauser, well, white boy that can shoot. I don't think he hit the rim on the four threes he made in the first half. He's just wide open, like a pickup game, lobbing the ball cross court to him, and just water, just swish, swish. And the Celtics, I mean, there was no doubt. And it was a playoff triple-double for Jason Tatum. So good for Tatum. The Celtics are looking strong. The only thing the Heat have in that series is a better coach. Spoelstra is 1,000 times better than Joe Mazzulla, but starting five for the Celtics is the best in the league. I mean, better than the Nuggets, trust me. So, could see that being over in four games. And then you go to the Knicks Sixers. Embiid is playing, but, I mean, he's not well. He's playing tough, playing through injury, but just laboring, getting across half court sometimes. Even in the playing games, there was a few possessions where the Sixers basically just had four guys on offense. And it allowed Embiid to hit a few threes as the trailer, but sometimes the shot had already gone up, the possession was already over, and Embiid was just barely hobbling himself around the arc for the offensive possession. Cavs magic is interesting. The Cavs, though, I mean, Donovan Mitchell has playoff experience. The Cavs as a fan base, though, I mean, Quicken Loans Arena, I mean, LeBron was there. They've had championship teams in that arena, championship runs in the postseason. So the fans know what to expect. They know how to host a great playoff environment. The Magic, I mean, Dwight Howard and Jameer Nelson aren't there. That was more than a decade ago. Magic are young, not much playoff experience. At the top of my head, I would say Joe Ingles off the bench has the most playoff experience. But, you know, Joe, that's a different Joe. But Joe Ingles, I mean, Jingling Joe, I love him. But he's got a couple years left. He's on his way out. Starting five is young and inexperienced, and really just last few regular season games, Magic just did not play very well. And Paolo Banchero's great, but they're in the situation where whoever they play, no matter who they play, they will not have the best player on the court. And I mean, they're the underdog anyway. I think the Cavs will take care of them. Will it be 4, 5, or 6? I don't know. Probably 5 or 6, but I'm confident that Cleveland can get out of this first round. They've got some health back in them, and Jared Allen plays hard. Evan Mobley is a sneaky helpful. And the arms are so long, he's able to get his hands on deflect some things, get some rebounds, and get some easy buckets. And Donovan Mitchell, that was a good matchup against this Magic squad. You know, in the eventual, in other playoff series, you'll see Donovan's too small, even though he's an amazing player, and things will fizzle out for the Cavs. But in that sense there, they'll be all right. That's the 4-5 matchup. I skipped Bucks, Pacers, and Giannis not playing. Pretty much just like Kawhi, where you could see him in a few games. But the Clippers won game one and sort of the Bucks. So now Kawhi and Giannis might be able to, you know, take a step back. I might have 48 hours more of recovery. They're not going to have to throw me in there if maybe we can actually win this first series without me. And that goes for both of them. But Damian Lillard played phenomenal. That's the thing. The sidekick of Kawhi Leonard is Paul George or James Harden, who are all world players, whether or not you want to argue if they're still in their prime. And the sidekick of Giannis is Damian Lillard, who is the second best shooter in the league behind Steph Curry. So Pascal Siakam did well, outscored Dame, but Dame was amazing. And the Bucks get that win. Like I said, home teams went 8-0. I don't imagine, as everyone plays their game two, that it will be 16-0 from the home team. The Sixers might be able to get one, or the Pacers, or the Mavericks, or even the Pelicans, only lost by 2 to the Thunder. Or the Lakers. The world in California love, you know, like to be optimistic for the Lakers. And it's hard to bet against LeBron James, but it's either 8 or 9 games is the losing streak that the Lakers are on against the Nuggets. It's just hard to beat, you know, the best team in the world, the world champs. So, I mean, it's fun to break down these series, but these injuries just kind of make a few of these matchups a bummer, because the Sixers just, Maxey put up 30, he's playing well, but he's healthy, and Embiid is just laboring. But I think the Celtics, they're not going to have an issue getting out of the East, especially with Giannis and Embiid banged up. The Knicks play tough, but you know they're out there without Julius Randle. And as the Knicks continue, it's kind of the same thing with Banchero, where they don't have the best player on the court. Jalen Brunson in this series might, you know, with what's going on with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey still maybe a few years away from his career high in dominance, maybe Brunson is the best player in this series. But as things continue, it's not going to be the case. And I think the Celtics, I mean, they got the best starting five in the league. And I think the Nuggets got the best team in the league. And so those two will meet each other in the finals. But the West is tough. And, you know, if KD meets the Nuggets in the next round, the Suns will be a tough matchup for the Nuggets. But if the Timberwolves continue to win, as they won game one against the Suns, they'll play Nuggets next round. They split on the season series. So, I mean, Denver's just got to take care of the Lakers first. And, I mean, whoever you'll play is not a walkthrough. The West is so good, and you either play Minnesota or Phoenix. So, you know, either team has just studs. I still think we'll see Celtics and Nuggets. And trust me, I'm completely aware that the NBA and college basketball are completely different. Just completely different styles, 3-point lines longer in the NBA, shot clocks shorter. I am aware. There's some differences. Quarters and halves, yeah. Those little differences. But it still is basketball at the end of the day. I don't know if it's going to follow suit, but we had Caitlin Clark, the best player, against the best team, South Carolina. The best team won. We had Zach Edey whether you want to argue what he's going to be in the NBA, he's a two-time player of the year in college. We had the best player, Zach Edey of Purdue, against the best team in college, UConn. Well, in college this year, the best team beat the best player. So if that continues, this is where it's kind of up for you to decide, because I think the best player in the league is Nikola Jokic, and the best team is the Nuggets. So in this case, it's the same answer. Who's the best player play for? The Denver Nuggets. Who's the best team? The Denver Nuggets. But if you want to say who's the best starting five, then your answer would be the Celtics, in my opinion. Who is the best player? Jokic. And so if we go by that, then maybe it's the Celtics that win it all. But what Denver has that no one else has is the best player and this elevation, which third, fourth quarters, you know, late. I mean, game one, game two in Denver, we're all right. Oh, we have to go back for game five or game seven. You know what I'm saying? That starts to get to you. So I think it will follow suit, but the caveat is the best player and the best team is the same answer in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets. In my opinion, we'll see how it all plays out. But home team's 8-0 so far. I don't think they'll go 8-0 in game two. But tonight we have the Knicks hosting the Sixers for game two. Cavs host the Magic for game two. And then the late game on TNT, the Nuggets hosting the Lakers for game two. I actually do think the home teams are going to win. So I think we'll start the playoffs 11-0 for the home team with a Cavs, Knicks, and Nuggets win. Of course, we have to see how it all plays out. That's the fun thing about sports. That's why they play the game. But thanks for joining me, Spencer Porter, on Win by Two. We will see you in a couple more days to discuss further NBA playoffs.